energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Danbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Bill 7 assented into law. Government calls for alignment of environmental sustainability with 8th National Development Plan. U.S. announces $11 billion weapons sale to Taiwan. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. President Hakainde Hichilema has this morning assented to the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, officially making it law. The bill was overwhelmingly passed by the National Assembly during a special sitting held on Tuesday this week. The essence ceremony, which took place at the Mulungushi International Conference Center, was marked by jubilation, drawing together a wide range of stakeholders, including cabinet ministers, traditional leaders, students, civil society organizations, and the opposition, among others. Addressing the gathering shortly after signing the bill into law, President Hichilema acknowledged that the debates surrounding the bill were heavy, fractious, and at times threatening. However, he emphasized that the process and intention of Bill No. 7 were meant to be inclusive, contrary to perceptions that emerged during the debates. The head of state stated that assenting to the bill completes a process that belongs to not only one individual or group, but to all Zambian citizens.
I want to acknowledge that, as the Vice President said, the debate was intense. The debate was heavy. You could touch it. You could touch it. It was deep. It was wide. The debate sometimes was done in song, sometimes in statements, sometimes, unfortunately, in threats. Other times, it was done on social media, parroting inclusions, so-called inclusions in Bill 7 of 2025, which never existed, such as agitating people that there was an attempt by the executive to increase the term of the president to 7 years. There was nothing in here.
Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Dr. Doughty Chiramba has called for stronger alignment of environmental conservation and sustainability efforts with the 8th National Development Plan. Speaking during the Global Environment Facility Validation Report meeting in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Chiramba, who was represented by the Director of Environmental Management, Richard Lungu, said Zambia's natural resources are increasingly threatened by climate change and that interventions to address these challenges must be integrated into national development planning. He emphasized that environmental protection and sustainability should be a shared national responsibility to prevent pollution, environmental degradation, and other risks that could negatively affect citizens' livelihoods and well-being.
The shared country portfolio assessment is a critical tool for learning and accountability. It enables
identify the gaps and systematic challenges and draw lessons that will strengthen the effectiveness, efficiency. For Zambia, this assessment has come at a time when environmental pressures ranging from climate change impact, land degradation and deforestation, biodiversity loss, habitat loss, pollution and other stresses are increasingly affecting our livelihood and economic growth and national resilience.
At the same event, United Nations Development Programme UNDP resident representative James Wakiaga, who was represented by the programme's environment and energy specialist Carol Zulu, said many of the environmental challenges facing the country stem from inadequate mechanisms that promote conservation and sustainable resource management. Dr. Wakiaga underscored the need to develop and strengthen systems that prevent environmental threats by curbing activities such as deforestation and industrial pollution, noting that coordinated action is critical to safeguarding Zambia's environment for sustainable development.
Zambia stands at a critical point. The country's natural resources, the natural capital, its forests, biodiversity, water systems and fertile landscapes remain central to livelihoods, economic growth, climate resilience and other pressing matters. Yet, these resources face increasing pressure from climate change, land degradation that has been driven by human activities, deforestation and unsustainable practices. The Global Environment Facility has been a long-standing partner in addressing these challenges.
The Chongwe Municipal Council has refuted allegations of misappropriation of funds meant for work, reportedly presented in the Auditor General's report for the 2024 financial year. The Council Assistant Public Relations Manager, Cecilia Musonda, says the claims by a named online tabloid that the local authority engaged in duplicating cash for work payments, or that 4.3 million kwacha was misappropriated through multiple payments to the same individuals, are misleading and lack any factual basis. In a statement, Mrs. Musonda explains that a thorough review of the Auditor General's report shows that the allegations made in the publication do not reflect any findings or conclusions drawn by the Auditor General. She emphasizes that Chongwe Municipal Council adheres to strict financial protocols and ethical standards in all its operations, noting that the assertions presented in the tabloid are not only erroneous but also harmful to the reputation of the institution which serves the community with integrity and diligence. Mrs. Musonda says the local authority has since written to the named tabloid demanding retraction of statements made and a public apology for propagating misinformation, which must be done within 24 hours. Government says it will build capacity in the Constituency Development Fund CDF structures in order to enable ward development committee members and CDF committee members to give empowerment funds to individuals who are able to properly utilize the funds. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Director Planning, Martin Sodala, says the move will enable critical individuals responsible for selecting individuals and projects to be funded to only choose viable projects and individuals who can pay back the loans. Mr. Sodala explains that this will address the high repayment rate of people who benefit and will enable more people to benefit from the CDF. He said this in Lusaka last evening at the Southern African Institute for Policy and Research, SIPA Youth Empowerment Support, YES, a research that was conducted on CDF utilization among the Youth Public Discussion Forum.
I think we have a lot of work to do ourselves.